We are integrating the tush push. Okay. Some things take time. The tush push, though, this as I was explaining before I was interrupted by the person I was explaining it to,
I was
is three running backs and a man they would call probably in the fullback position, maybe a tight end, and they push.
You know what? Do you know what a fullback is, Dakota?
And thank you for joining us again for today's episode of This Podcast Has a Table. And we're going to talk about the biggest thing coming in the next week.
The Super Bowl!
2025.
Woo! What is it, Super Bowl 50?
Shoot, yeah, whatever it is.
I don't know what Super Bowl it is, dude.
50-something.
Yeah, it's past 50 for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, that's a good point. Like, how many of those have... how long have we been doing the Super Bowls?
Since 68, I believe, was the first one, Packers and Chiefs.
Because you all know that I don't really keep up with this stuff, but, like, that's pretty interesting that it's been around for so long like that. Still kind of in its original form, too. There's been a few changes over the years, but...
Is it, what, the 60-something? Is that when they started calling it the Super Bowl? I know they always had, like, a championship game for a long time.
Dude, 59...
59.
So it was 66. I thought it was 68. 66.
Mm.
We're about at number 60.
But they had championship games before that, right?
They did. So, because the AFC and the NFC used to be in separate things. So, like, you'd have AFC championships or NFC, or it was like, or was it AFL and NFL? Maybe that's what it was. Yeah. Used to be older championships before they came together and made a joint league, make the NFL. And the first Super Bowl... I guess 66, if I'm quoting that right. That doesn't feel right. Why doesn't that feel right?
I don't know. We got to go with your intuition because it's usually right. Right, Dan?
It is. Most things.
Most things.
Yikes. 67. Okay. Somewhere in the middle. January 15th. And yes, it was the Packers and the Chiefs. So, 67.
Who won that game?
Wait, was that the first one?
Packers won the first Super Bowl.
Interesting, interesting. Mm-hmm. Chiefs is back again. Who got it last year?
Chiefs.
I remember that.
And they got it the year before that.
Yep,
Chiefs.
Oof, and here we are again for the third year in a row.
Third year in a row.
Introducing into a new era of games. I mean, I don't know. Are they rigged?
Good question.
It'll be fourth out of fifth, won't it, if they win?
Let's see.
Or fourth out of six.
Rams... One in that in-between year over the Bengals. And then they, let's see. I'm trying to remember. COVID year was, fourth out of six because Tom Brady and the Buccaneers won one.
Yeah, I knew they won one.
And the Rams won one.
Okay.
And then the Chiefs beat San Francisco the year before.
Oh, I think I remember that. Wasn't the Rams like a big shock to everybody too? Was that the year that happened?
Not entirely. The Rams have always been a team since they've had Sean McVay, which is their head coach.
Sean McVay.
Always been a team in contention every year with the talent to be a Super Bowl team and actually lost to the Patriots a few years even before the Chiefs started making their runs.
They had Aaron Donald on their defense, too, and he's one of the best defensive players ever to play football.
Monster.
So
he's not like – I mean, he's a big man comparatively, but he wasn't like
– You got to be the big –
He's quick.
Yeah, quick. He can bench 500 pounds.
Yeah, he's strong.
That's a pretty intense poundage.
You see that coming at you full speed, dude?
I don't want to see that coming at me full speed now.
Yeah.
I'm sure he runs like a 4.5, 4.6 somewhere in there.
Probably,
dude. Stupid. Maybe not that fast. Somewhere around there, though.
I bet he might run like a 4.6, dude. Some
probably.
Dudes are like, what's his name, Micah Parsons?
Yeah, he's an animal.
Another animal. Too bad he's on the Cowboys, and the Cowboys suck.
They're going to trade him.
The Cowboys are
going to take about back.
Yeah.
We gotta get rid of this one.
Get a couple draft picks.
Yeah, they'll get rid of Dak, too, I think.
Yeah, he's making too much money.
Dak's washed. I mean, was he ever not? But
not worth $60 million, whatever they're paying, 50 or 60.
The Cowboys just care about the brand, dude. Yeah. Not about winning. It's about the brand and Jerry Jones' power.
Well, it makes a lot of sense.
It's Jerry Jones' world.
Yeah.
Brand sells things.
Team America.
Yeah. You know, they make like millions of dollars just giving tours to the facility every year.
That's what I'm saying, dude. They just care about the brand.
And they make the players like stay there and like, you know, they have to like talk to people and stuff they pay like, you know, the, you know, best tickets or whatever for the tour.
Yeah. Do you know how much those cost?
Probably a lot of money. Probably look it up. Look it up.
How much what does meet and greet
for the Jerry Jones tour?
Is that just a meet and greet or is that more than just that?
I mean, you get to tour the entire facility, probably see parts of it you don't.
Yeah, talk to players.
How much does Jerry... I can't even spell Jones.
Yeah, do Jerry Jones tour. I'm sure that'll come up.
That just seems kind of weird to me. He's like, yeah, guys, today you are not training. You're going to go talk to these guys.
They paid a lot of money. They're paying your salary.
go look at them. Be nice to them.
Smile sometimes. For it, so they have like the ultimate fan experience, which is... It includes an authentic letter of fandom from Jerry Jones.
Authentic?
Souvenir tote with a lapel pin. Oh, and coupons for shopping and dining at the Star.
Oh, and coupons. An
option Q&A session with AI Jerry hologram for $90. Bro, what a package, man.
That's crazy.
But it didn't have how much?
That one was 70.
70?
They don't have the VIP guided tour. Includes a tour led by an experienced tour
You'll
guide.
Never get a fandom letter like that, though.
Main
never.
Club, private suite, cotton bowl, offices and party deck and more. Stops on the field, Miller Lite Club, post-game interview room, and both Cowboys locker room and cheerleaders locker room. Doesn't say how much it costs to meet the players. I'm sure that's
included in that, though. I'm sure if like players are there or something, then...
Four figures.
Probably.
I would say, or upper three figs. The VIP one, though, $55, is a 60-minute guide.
So you think like $1,000 or more?
Mate, if you're going to meet the players and take their time to stand there and talk to you.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense because that's a lot of people you got to include in the...
I mean, once you're...
Not that I would ever do such a thing.
Once you're a 7-8-figure person, man, your time, you know, costs more money.
They're probably giving those tours while they're doing practices and stuff, too. And so, like, you know, people are coming through and
just
they're
stop
like,
on your
you know,
pace. Come meet our sweaty guy.
Yeah. Anybody want to run their credit card and go meet Dak?
Yeah. We take a credit plan.
We'll take $500. You can talk to Cooper Rush.
Yeah.
Hey, what is that thing you have like on Amazon where you can pay how much ever over? It's not just Amazon.
Oh, like Klarna and Affirm.
Yeah, we now take Klarna.
Yeah. You can Affirm your Jerry Jones tour. Welcome to Jerry's world.
Oh, gotta live in the limelight once in your life.
Oh, dude, that ultimate fan experience one though. I don't know. That might be the best bang for your buck.
Dude, he's
lapel pin and tote.
He's so full of himself, dude.
Dude, did you ever see that picture of him at the what was it? The it was when they like first were letting like black people into schools. And he's like pictured in it as a kid there.
Yes, I have seen that.
That's such a wild like history.
Oh, I know
thing.
What you're talking about. Dude.
Yeah,
they were like he was on the side that they were saying like, hey, we shouldn't let black kids to school. Like they should be segregated.
Well, now hold on. I don't think we know that for sure.
He was on. I'm saying like in the picture, he was on the side that the like, you know, they
were
protesting.
Maybe he just walked up and he's like, hey guys, what's up?
Maybe. Yeah, but I think that's what he said. I think he said he didn't know why he was there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Hey, was remember when we were talking about the elephant being and everything? It's like. What was all this going on? What's happening over here?
I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
He was there for the Little Rock Nine. That's what it was. That's what it was called. The Little Rock Nine, whenever they first introduced black people into public schools in Arkansas. And he was there, and you see his head like...
Yeah. Isn't that what he said, though? He didn't know why he was like, he saw a bunch of people together and he was like, I don't know why.
Well,
everybody
that's what it
was
looked
there.
Like in the picture. I mean, it's hard to tell. Who knows? I mean,
well, you could paint a narrative any way you want to.
Oh, when there's just a picture, yeah.
Yeah.
That's for the fans to decide.
Yeah.
Let me know what you guys think out there.
Yeah. Why was Jerry Jones there that day?
Was he racist?
Is he still?
Yeah. Might be.
I don't know. Sometimes people figure it out.
Yeah.
People make mistakes, too.
Yeah, that's a different generation.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of different views there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even just in that field, either.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different things that's changed over the years.
Yeah. Freaking boomers.
Dude. He used to be able to afford things.
Actually, no. I guess that's true. That's older. Is that... No, Jerry wouldn't be a boomer. That's older than boomers.
That's older, yeah.
Yeah, that's silent.
He's like 80-something, dude.
What... What's that generation before then, anyway?
You know, for the silent generation, they were pretty loud about those things.
Is that what they called them?
That's the silent generation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they're the ones that like went through the Depression and World War II as kids.
Yeah, they were sad. Usually, when you're sad, I guess you're pretty.
Well, silent. Also, you don't express feelings and things like that. We don't talk about that stuff, depressed. Dude. Yeah, dude, you swallow it down,
shove it down.
Yeah, just shove it down.
You don't have enough energy because you didn't have any food in your belly.
Exactly.
Or make any noise.
That's right. And then you get to like the 60s, and then you hear all these damn hippies complain. You're like, fuck, guys. You don't realize how bad it was? You pieces of shit.
You guys have a great.
Fucking stupid hippies. Can't get out here and work. Smoking grass, doing acid all day. Yeah.
Yeah, what are you talking about out there rolling around in the fields all day?
Yeah. Like, don't know nothing about that.
Nothing about it. Yeah. Going to Woodstock.
Yeah, too busy freaking working
being
in a tobacco
happy.
Field at the age of 8.
Yeah. Support a family.
Yeah. So, different times.
Different times.
Different times. And before the Super Bowl. Till the 60s.
Before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, before we had football entertainment. And then we really got to lock in and ignore problems.
Yeah, we had the...
It helps.
It does help.
The American Empire had to figure out what kind of circus we were going to do, so they ended up being
No. Listen, I'm not disagreeing with you. What I'm saying is we picked a better circus than the rest of the world. They picked fucking soccer.
That's true.
Or, sorry,
football.
They picked football.
I like watching football sometimes.
A bunch of pansies rolling around, dude.
Yeah. American football. Oh, there's ripped. A lot of drama for no reason. People get a little close, and they're like, oh, no. Yeah. He broke my shin by looking at me.
Yeah. That was my best. I loved playing soccer because I just run people over. Yeah.
We might have played it. Yeah. So we can talk shit about it. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. We've been there.
Yeah, played 1 year and you could just beat up kids and, you know, they were okay with it.
You were encouraged to run the ball.
It's called a good defense.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we developed football. Which,
football.
Of course, originated
not
in the college athletics, which is a whole other can of worms compared to how other professional sports and everything like that develops. But we got professional football out of that. And from professional football spawned the Super Bowl, or as we call it, the greatest event in America we get once a year.
Well, there's a lot of recognition to that, and people from other countries, you know, they might not watch it, but... They know what that is, how big it is here.
Oh, yeah.
And what is that place in Britain that does the... They, like, copy the football stuff out there. You know what I'm talking about, Matt? Oh.
Is it like a stadium, a bar? What are you going
No,
with?
I mean, like, they tried to have their own league and stuff out there, I thought, in England.
I know Canada has the CFL, which is the Canadian Football League.
I may be dreaming that up. I don't remember. I thought
See,
I remember that.
Anything I look football, dude, I just get soccer crap.
Yeah.
So, like,
I think you would have spelled
David
it.
Beckham anymore, all right?
Yeah,
that kind of stinks when you're trying to look up stuff.
Now, the NFL is, they are in kind of like very loose talks about expanding into the international market. They start
Maybe
to have.
Maybe that's why I made that assumption.
Well, they
or
start.
Something.
They've started to have like games in London every year.
Mexico
City, Germany. So they are expanding the football culture or American football culture, and they are. I'm assuming I wouldn't be surprised if in 10 years you have an international division that's like London, Mexico City, Germany.
So how are they going to dignify that in their conversations to like separate the context from one football to the other? Are they just going to be like American football?
They will say American football.
Probably,
yeah.
Probably like the NBA is kind of, you got leagues all over the world, but
no, but he's saying
NBA
like
is...
just for the common parlance of the word football.
Yeah.
Oh.
They
will say American football.
Just to slap the American on there?
Yeah, probably, they will just slap American on it. No, I'm talking about the American football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be annoying, but...
It is. They just need to go and adopt our word, soccer, and then let's get real football.
It's a different word, you know?
It is a different word, I'm just saying. Which, I get it. They argue that it actually is your foot and the ball, but it doesn't matter. This is America. We'll call shit what we want to. It's the Gulf of America now, right?
You seen that Saturday Night skit where he's talking about football? What's the comedian's name? He's from Nashville. I can't think of the dude's name. You know what I'm talking about?
Not Theo.
No, he's from Nashville.
From Nashville.
Yes.
Comedian.
He was on Saturday Night Live, not long ago. Well, he was talking. They did a Revolutionary War skit, and he was like, "Okay, so we're gonna play a sport. It's called football. Is it you play it with your feet? No, you no. throw the ball. Yeah. Throw the ball. He's a, is there any kicking? There's a little kicking.
There's a little bit.
There's a little bit.
Very little.
Can't think of the dude's name.
What would have been a better word?
If it throw was, ball?
What?
Throw ball?
Throw ball.
Run ball. I don't
yeah. know. So is it either one of these
we
guys?
We play run ball.
Nate Burgess.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. It's a hilarious Revolutionary War skit, if you haven't seen that one. Because he talks about me. They do like the meters thing and stuff. He's like, no, we're gonna do something different. We're going to do feet. And, you know, like American, like.
People like feet, yeah. right?
How many feet are in a mile?
I vote either rug ball or rough and tumble.
I like it.
Oh, yeah. Rough and tumble. I like rough and
dude,
tumble.
Dude, rough and tumble. You guys want to go play some rough and tumble?
And tumble. Yeah,
what about rough ball?
Rough ball.
Yeah,
rough ball. Rough ball. I don't know. That one's for
sure. Maybe in certain communities. they like a little rough ball.
They do.
Yeah.
Rough and tough. Yeah. Rough and tumble.
But
I'm gonna start referring to it as that from now on.
Some rough and tumble.
I think rough and tumble would have caught on, dude.
Who won the rough and tumble bowl?
Rough and tumble bowl.
Rough and tumble bowl.
Just
rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. It does. It's kind of catchy.
Yeah. We'll see if it catches on. Probably not. It's probably not. Fetch.
Yeah. You know.
Fetch isn't going to happen. Rough and tumble isn't going to happen.
It's all right.
We tried.
Yeah. Some ideas are ahead of their time. We get it.
Visionaries.
Yeah.
All right. One day they're going to talk about those men at the table.
They are. And they're going to be like, they got it right.
They got it right.
They got it right with the rough and tumble. All the other shit sucked, but they got it right with rough and tumble.
Do you remember that podcast that has a table?
They're the first to say this. Somehow, but all these ages, we didn't honor them. But that right there, that was the thing.
It's only when you're dead. It's only when you're dead your true genius is realized.
Yeah.
Hopefully we got a long way to go. But yeah, so we've got Super Bowl. It said 59. I'm pretty sure is what it said. I hope I'm right about that.
I'm trying to make those years make sense, though.
It doesn't. Those 67 and then 25.
They use these damn Roman numerals, man. I want to bitch about that for a minute, too. Why are you using Roman numerals for? Is it just aesthetics?
L-X,
yeah, no, L-I-X, right?
But 25,
no, it should be 58.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I just went dyslexic.
It should be 58, right?
I would think so. Super Bowl licks.
It's Super Bowl licks, bro.
We're going to lick those balls at the Super Bowl.
Lick these feet and balls, bro.
Well, they're just trying to hang out with their bros.
Yeah, dude. Just bros being bros.
They're just bros being bros.
Yeah, dude.
But... So Super Bowl licks. We'll just call it licks.
Licks. Okay.
Yeah, Super Bowl licks.
I don't even know what that like represents.
It feels weird coming off the tongue.
Licks right off the tongue, dude.
Yeah,
so,
it's 59.
See, that's
yeah.
Yeah, but it feels like it should be 58.
Am I not mathing here?
Right, 25. You're 25. 67. Right? No, you said when did it start? 67.
Is there a conspiracy about the form? Is there like a something about to emerge out of this?
I don't know. I want you to count every single Super Bowl winner.
Yeah. Right, here we go. List of.
They've been planting these
Super Bowl.
There's not
winners.
Actually that
here
many.
Here we go.
Yep.
It's only been 24.
They mess with us. Yeah.
See what we've got. Drum roll.
I mean, according to their numbers, they're not wrong.
Well,
that doesn't matter. Right.
I don't know what you mean by this, honestly, though. What do you mean it
doesn't matter? It's 59, and it started in 67. There shouldn't be Super Bowl 59.
Is this one of those where we're not, like, counting the year
Well,
things?
This one's the one that's about to happen.
Yeah, I know.
It's only
59.
That's already happened.
I know, yeah.
And 59 is the one that's about to happen.
Yes.
So that would be right.
So that means that one would be...
No, but it would be 59. That's what I'm telling you. So it should be 58.
Keep talking. Keep talking.
My processors are not
right.
Okay,
though, start in 67.
Sure. Okay, 67.
2025.
Minus
1967. Okay,
hold on.
58. Right? Or am I stupid? Might be 59.
Dude, I'm thinking that you may be on the stupid side. But we're going to figure it out. We're not going to condemn you.
Do you have his calculator?
Yeah. What are you doing?
Are
you doing core math?
Yeah. What's the 19?
Dude, chill with the Common Core over here.
Hold on. What year is it? I'm trying to look it up, too. It's 2025. No. When it started.
1967.
Okay. It's 58 years.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't.
Hold on, man. Where'd the count extra the Super Bowl winners. Come from?
Count all the winners. All
right.
When do they jump one?
It's right. It's 59. I don't get it. They're right. Their math is right. It's weird. They just keep counting every year, but they're not having to be retrospective and be like, well, how did we get here? All right. That's my complaint.
So it's like a debt that'll never come due. It's like you'll never pay that due.
Well, so.
Because there's always one left over.
There is, because we had Super Bowl one.
Maybe that's how. Did
that's
they
what
do,
it is.
Well, did they Super Bowl zero? Was there a zero?
There was no Super Bowl zero.
Well, then it doesn't make sense.
It has to be a zero then.
Yeah.
It has to be like a ground zero for that logic, right?
Super Bowl one, because it was the first one.
Okay, yes. That makes sense.
Like an adding
Well, that
one.
Means we should only be.
It should be zeros, right?
Oh.
Wait. Yes.
Oh, no.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think I just bought into Jacob's.
Yeah, it's
now
this
I'm
many. instead of this many numbers from zero,
I think
zero,
you just led me down the wrong road.
This many numbers from one. Yeah. You're right. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. 2025 1967 from zero is 58 numbers, but from one is 59.
That's stupid.
That's the math.
That's math. That is the math.
That's Super Bowl, man. We did it.
Dude, I just joined his cult and I didn't even mean to.
Yeah, it's okay. Sometimes you gotta look over the facts, man.
He just got me wrapped up in his conspiracy and I didn't get it.
It sounded weird, didn't it?
It did, and you got me there for a minute. Dude, I was like, wait.
You do simple math, 2025 minus 1960.
They got the I just want to say, you listeners out there, you just got hardcore history and a math lesson.
Yeah.
Fucking tangled together. Yeah, you didn't know this was an education podcast. Yeah.
Today it is. Today you're going to learn.
Big time learning, dude.
We try to teach you wrong math, and then we correct it.
The Super Bowl, it was the math ball.
This is not what you do, all right? Figure it out.
So, glad we solved that problem. That was really weighing on the nation there.
It was. That was heavy. We wouldn't be able to do the Super Bowl if we brought this to the collective consciousness. They would have made such a bigger deal of it.
Oh, yeah.
If we didn't solve it right now.
Well, we didn't. And I don't think anyone ever thinks about it. See, that's the problem, dude. They just run with the narrative, oh, yeah, it's Super Bowl 59. They never actually do the math of why it's Super Bowl 59.
I think we should bring it to everybody's attention.
We should.
Maybe it'll start a bigger thing.
Bring that to everybody's attention, and that it should maybe be called Rough and Tumble. Those are the two things that we bring up at the next council meeting.
I'll tell you what, that just took us 20 minutes, and I think we got two life-changing things.
Great ideas are
I've been waiting years for life-changing.
Spawn sometimes.
We got it in 20 minutes.
See? All right, beautiful. So, now, let's get on to Super Bowl 59, the actual game itself.
Oh, the thing that we're actually supposed to be talking about.
Yeah. So, we've got the Chiefs and the City of Brotherly Love going at it for a second time in 3 years. So.
It's kind of weird that they're going at it, Brotherly Love and stuff.
They are. Funny name, the City of Brotherly Love.
I think Jason missed out. He should have played another year.
He should have. Should have hung out for a little bit longer. But, you know, I guess he was feeling the wear and tear of having to be a center for 15 years.
Maybe that's the reason they made it again, because he retired.
Could have been. Is the real theory here that the Eagles only made it again because they got rid of Jason Kelce?
Maybe.
I think it might be.
Maybe.
Distraction in the locker room, distraction to the team.
Yep.
Some would say.
It's like
some might say.
It's like, you really going to play hard against your brother?
You might not.
Who is he?
You would hope they play.
Is that just his brother?
So Travis Kelce is his brother, the one that is the dating one. Taylor Swift, who has an opportunity to win her second ring.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up.
Yeah, she's so played hard. She's played really hard.
Honestly, it's the real story.
Do we know that
she's
going to be playing during the Super Bowl? Is that
she's
like
always on, dude. Always playing.
Yeah, she's playing the refs. I mean, everything.
Yeah, playing on TV. So everything.
Oh, I think you misunderstood. Do we know that she's booked for that day?
Oh, she will be there.
She will That's
be
what I'm saying. It's
she'll
like
be singing her praises in the press box.
Halftime show.
Well,
she'll probably have some comments about it.
I've heard Kung Fu Kenny is supposed to be the halftime show.
Who's that?
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh.
But we might get a feature.
Okay.
We might get a Taylor Swift feature.
Like Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Where'd you hear that?
I mean, go Drake, you know.
Is that his vibe?
What, Kung Fu Kenny?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of his nicknames.
No, I meant like, is that his vibe to go play at the Super Bowl?
It is, because he's going to troll Drake.
Right?
Listen,
I forgot.
He's going to troll Drake, and us as a nation will huddle around him to troll the entire nation of Canada. See, we're already talking about invading them. We might as well troll them with a little Kendrick.
They're the 51st state, if no one's heard. Yeah, so, I mean,
that's what I'm saying, dude. Like, we're
congratulations.
We're taking them over, and if we're not, we're going
to troll
the shit out of them. We want
to
see a Canadian get mad. I feel like they never get mad. We're looking to try to push them to get mad a little bit.
Yep. I think we're on our way.
We are, dude. we're poking the maple tree today.
Until their serve's bad, and I mean,
yeah, dude.
We're trying to tap that, get some out of there.
So we're going to test those niceties over the next couple of years, and it's going to start at the Super Bowl. First, it started at the inauguration. Now it starts the Super Bowl. Phase two, we move on to phase three. We'll see what phase three is. We'll get wild with it.
Maybe Greenland.
Dude, we might.
Like, let me be honest, though. Greenland's the one that's frozen massively. Why don't we want Iceland instead?
I know, right? I don't...
Is it that, like...
Well...
Is it just the minerals only? Is that it?
I've heard defensive strategy is probably the biggest reason.
Okay.
Control your sphere.
I mean, it'd be cool to be there if you had the survival mechanics.
Easiest way from Russia to put some pressure would be from actually over the North Pole. You get some.
You see what Greenland said?
They're like, we'll let you put bases. You're not gonna fuck.
You see what they said? Yeah. To Trump's response?
No, what they say?
Oh my god, what's the exact word?
Find me some Greenland response.
I think I've seen that video.
Yeah, he said we'll say it in words you can understand. Mr. Trump was like, "Fuck you" or something like that.
Yeah. Yep.
That's how you gotta talk to him, dude.
What?
He gotta give him
understands
a little rough
that and respects it a little bit. Give him some rough and tumble. We're gonna rough and tumble him.
I respect him. It makes me want them more.
Yeah. Maybe I could dunk him into.
I hear he's not a big fan of the word no, so.
Not at all. Not at all.
That's just what I hear. I just hear he's not the biggest fan of the word no.
Yeah. I was gonna say something, but I would have afraid.
That's what I hear, you know.
There's a lot of hearing
through the grapevine.
Yeah. I mean, I may have heard such a thing.
Yeah.
I may have heard such a thing, but I'm not going to validate those things.
You got me our Greenland quote.
I'm trying, man. God. There's a lot of them. There's more.
I counted Super Bowl stuff here, dude. I had to count to 59.
He did a good job in that time frame, too.
I did.
Then I had to do simple math. Like, you're just Googling, dude.
I know.
Like,
see, I find it faster than
that. I bet you can't.
Oh, man. Really?
He's wanting us to...
I can't believe that you haven't found it yet.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's honestly kind of unheard of.
Yeah, I'm not having any luck. I would literally watch...
Maybe it got removed. America's taking over the propaganda system, but we can't see any outside information anymore.
Okay, here it is. He said he told Trump to fuck off. That's what he said. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the Mexican dude's response whenever he ran to his first term. He's like, "We're not going to build your fucking wall." That's a bad Mexican accent, but that's what he said. Yeah.
Can you do it again?
Do it two more times.
I want to hear how you did it the first time.
I am not going to build that fucking wall.
What
am I going into?
that's European right there.
It is a little bit European.
Maybe it's a Spaniard, bro. They already left.
Yeah, they
left a long time ago.
Mexican right there.
but he said it. He said it really cool.
Yeah, he did. Really cool. Just polishing his ass for you.
Yeah, this is great podcasting.
Great Super Bowl talk, boys.
Super Bowl. The Super Bowl's lame and for losers anyways. Let me go ahead.
That's a hot topic.
It's all right. Bring it on. Hate me. Can't help you're distracted by everything around you.
What do you...
And you're...
I'm not going to pay for that fucking wall.
There we go.
That was better.
That was better.
You had to hear it.
I'm not going to pay for that fucking wall.
Yeah, there we go. That's what he said.
It's a very interesting Mexican accent still. You know?
What would you expect it?
Sound yeah.
Like? Let's hear it from you.
No, there's not a rendition.
I don't have a rendition.
No.
But that kind of sounds Russian a little bit.
Bendejo.
Not going to pay for this fucking wall. Not going to pay for that fucking wall.
Can suck my huevos.
He burned down his wall with great vodka.
Could you explain to me in English what that means?
Huevos.
What's a huevos?
Huevos.
Looks like they're way down there.
They are.
Yeah. It's his footballs.
It's his footballs. It's his footballs. I feel like once you get old, they can be footballs.
Once you get old?
Yeah, because gravity.
Yeah. Is there at your feet?
Yeah, the older you get, the more they become footballs.
You know what just went through my head? Was that Bad Grandpa skit where he's got these, like, fake balls like, hanging out the side of his pants? Oh, man, that's something.
But anyway, so, bringing it back. We got Chiefs and Eagles. We don't have a Jason Kelce. We have a Travis Kelce, though, who's still playing. Okay, before we get to the game part, quick question I have on my mind. If they win, is he retiring?
Oh, yeah. He's washed now, dude, yeah.
He's washed?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a hot take, dude. Yeah. Travis Kelce is washed.
This now, is a peak point, I think, and I don't even watch it. I know enough about him to know that this is like, he's sitting on a big castle right now.
Well, he's...
Yeah, but he has not had the greatest season, though, either.
Yeah, I mean, this would be a good point for him. If he wins out, bro, he's got his money, and he's got his little girlfriend he's got out there.
His little girlfriend.
Yeah.
What's her name again?
Who knows?
I don't know. Just some... I think it's a synonym for fast. Yeah. I'm not really sure.
If you know her name, it's because of his name. That's the only reason.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, she's so lucky to be with him that she can get her
Your name. Wife was so trying to get me again. To promise not to. That's it. I'm going to do it anyways.
I think her name's Tyler. I don't know.
Tyler the Creator.
Yeah.
Yes, I love Tyler the Creator. He's so wacky.
Wrong. It's Faith Hill, right?
It's Faith Hill. Faith.
It's Faith Hill.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's a good singer.
Yeah, dude. No, it's either Faith Hill or Lainey. Lainey Wilson. It's one of those two, I think.
I don't think it's Lainey.
I don't even know who's Lainey.
He's a country singer.
No, isn't he dating Miley Cyrus?
It's Miley Cyrus. Okay.
Yeah, dude.
Or is it Hannah Montana?
It's Hannah Montana. What the both worlds? Football and music. Yes, the best of both worlds.
It all makes sense now.
Oh, my gosh. I love you, Hannah Montana.
You are right, though. He did not have the best of seasons.
No, I told you. He's probably retiring.
How old is he?
34, 35.
Bro, that'd be a sick retirement age. He could use all that. He is a brand at this point.
Oh, yeah.
He could turn around 35. And just take everything he's already worked for.
I mean, they got that podcast, too.
I was going to say, him and his brother have a pretty popular podcast. Oh, I didn't even know that.
It's really popular.
Yeah.
New Hots.
That's where I got the idea to get these mics.
Was it?
From New Hots?
I'm pretty sure they use these mics.
Well, thanks for the inspiration.
Yeah. It's called saving money. That's how you save a little money right there. Okay, but the thing is, he could and he couldn't. And the only reason I say that is just because of the Andy Reid offense. The Andy Reid offense is
They
just,
don't want him back, I don't think. That's what I'm saying. I don't think he's good enough to like want him back.
Is his contract up?
I don't know.
Let's see if his contract's up. I could see him just playing through his contract, though.
So
he might not get much playing time next year.
This is just off the wall. Mahomes. Who's he a part? He's in this, right?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, no, he's on the Chiefs.
Yeah, okay.
Patrick Mahomes, he's quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Whose team?
He's on the Chiefs, too.
Also the Chiefs.
He's on the Chiefs. The Chiefs are just loaded, it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Travis Kelce's at the end of his career, so.
Yeah, but still.
Well, here's the thing. They have arguably the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yes.
That helps. Because when you have the greatest quarterback
never
of all
lost
time,
a close game.
Yeah, you can put whatever, as long as you get some fast tools around them, which that's what they do. And
well, they just quit getting offensive players. They said, "Fuck the offense. We got Patrick Mahomes. We'll just load up on defense."
But you know how their offense operates. Yeah. their offense is so efficient.
No, it is.
It's just like we'll pick up 5-6 yards of play and just gradually move it downfield.
Is there a receiver you don't want? We'll take him. Yeah, we got Mahomes throwing it to him, so it'll be all right. Yeah.
Is he fast? Fine. That's all we need. We need speed and then get open quick routes. Mahomes will buy time if someone's not open. Make it happen.
Throw it underhanded.
Yeah, behind your back. Don't matter. Yeah. It's a lot to deal with.
And he's never lost a close game, I swear. I've never seen him lose a close game when
I've
been
watching.
Like I
said, I don't know much about this, but I know the name. And that says a lot to go into my sphere and just to know these people without even watching it is crazy.
Now he does get a lot of calls.
Yes.
That is the...
That's not his fault, though, I don't think. That's what
I'm
saying.
Say it was
what's
his
a,
fault.
What's a call? What are you talking about?
The refs will call penalties for
those
him.
Those are pity penalties. We know it's rigged.
That's what I'm saying. Some would say he gets more petty penalties than others.
Yes.
In similar circumstances.
It does feel that way.
I was
it
joking.
Does feel
is that real?
It does feel that way. This episode of This Podcast Has a Table is brought to you by Betfair Whistle, the only sports book for refs. Attention, referees. Are you tired of making the right calls and getting no credit? Want to finally cash in on your expertise? Introducing Betfair Whistle, the first and only sports betting app designed exclusively for referees. Now your judgment isn't just influencing the game, it's influencing your wallet. Features include Oops My Bad Parlay, bet against your own calls and hedge your credibility. VAR Vantage Boost, get better odds when the replay booth takes too long to decide. Hometown Advantage, extra payouts for accidental home team favoritism. And Officials Overtime Bonus, call just one more holding penalty and hit your over-under bets. A bonus bet include this week for the Super Bowl includes the Swift cash out. So, if you give Mahomes just a little bit of an extra roughing the passer penalty, you might be able to be feeling $22,000 richer in your wallet. Exclusive podcast offer. Download Betfair Whistle today. Use promo code TOOMANYSTEPS for 100% risk-free first bet. Because let's be honest, you aren't going to get that call right anyway. Betfair Whistle. Because if you're controlling the game, you might as well profit.
I don't think it's, like I don't think it's true, though, because I think I've seen, you know, Nick Wright's a big Chiefs guy. You know who that is? Nick Wright?
Yes.
Okay, but yes, he's a big Chiefs guy. He's an analyst for Fox, whatever, news thing. But he said that, because somebody brought up, like, hey, they get all kinds of penalties. And he said they looked back through, and, like, a lot of them were actually penalties. But they just, you know. So
I'm not saying it's not like they're, here's the thing. It's not that they're technically not penalties. That's not the point.
Not getting called for other teams?
It's not getting called for other teams. That's the point. The point is how often in those big moments are they getting those penalties compared to other teams? Like, there's some face mask calls, maybe a close first down here and there, maybe a hold that gets missed that another team would get called for. It's like little things like that that gets a little sus, that's all. So, I'm not making any claim here. I'm just saying it is a little odd. There's a little odd. Yeah, just a little odd.
I'm with you.
Yeah. But
just, it's a little odd.
So, prediction.
I mean, Chiefs, man. I hope Eagles win, but
always dumb to bet against the Chiefs.
Yep. I mean, this is what the Eagles have to hope, it's not a close game. They better blow the Chiefs out, because if it's a close game at the end,
blow
Chiefs
their back
winning.
Out. Or they're not going to win.
Chiefs will win if it's a close one.
I'm trying to think about this from a narrative standpoint, ignoring all facts of reality here. For a second. So if the Chiefs win, it's 3 in a row. Never been done before.
Here in Rough and Tumble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rough and Tumble.
In the Rough and Tumble Bowl, there has never been a team that's won 3 straight Rough and Tumble Bowls.
Man, what are the how many teams are there in the entire thing?
32.
32?
There used to be less, but...
So what are the actual odds in that, then, of doing that?
It's pretty hard.
Years? I mean, I know that's pretty high. Because you got to think every year, hand over...
The closest was there's been several teams that have won 2 straight. And the closest ones that have won, like, 2 and then, like, lost one and then won, like, another is, like, the Cowboys and the Patriots. 90s Cowboys, 2000s Patriots. What's funny is, though, the Bills went to 4 straight, lost all 4.
Lost all 4 of them.
Yeah.
Four straight Super Bowls, didn't win one.
They went to four straight and didn't win a single one.
You guys
one,
remember
dude.
The old Bad Luck Brian meme?
Yeah. No, that's them.
And you know how hard it is to get to a Super Bowl? That's what's crazy.
I you know what's funny is you know what Bills stands for. Like, this is a classic NFL joke. But I like losing Super Bowls.
Yeah, they just like to show up.
They do.
That's funny.
It's sad, too. And what's funny is, too, is they've had a really good team the same time as the Chiefs have always had good teams. And they're, what, 0-5 now against them in the playoffs?
It's not even Josh Allen's fault, dude. I don't even blame Josh Allen anymore, dude. He played good the last two or three times.
No, like, it's just they can't do it, dude. It's like, I want to say it's like Brady and Manning, but Manning eventually broke that ceiling. Dude.
Well, the first two times, they were like, oh, maybe Josh Allen isn't good enough. And it's just, that's not it. Like, it's just dude. Mahomes is too good, like.
Not this previous one, but was it the one before that was the 19 seconds they went down the field?
And then like, you had the coin toss.
Yeah, dude.
Before that was the game before that one, right? The coin toss, yeah.
Was,
like,
dude. It's just so unlucky.
It sucks.
Such an unlucky franchise.
Yo. I don't know. Sounds rigged to me.
They never won a Super Bowl.
They literally
four
changed,
Super Bowls and have never won one.
They literally changed the rules after the Bills and Chiefs played for that coin toss because the Chiefs scored, what, the first possession, right?
Yeah.
And they won the game.
They
changed
the
rules.
To give the other team a chance because used to in overtime, it would just be first one score wins.
Uh-huh.
That's all you had to do. Now it's
first score touchdown,
if you
right?
Score, yeah, if you score a touchdown now, you win. If you just kick a field goal, then
well, yeah, whoever grabs it first is just likely to do it. There's usually
yeah,
not
that's
like
what
a,
you go for.
Yeah, that's
why
there's that's
no
they changed
turnovers at that point. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's the right word, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No,
that's that football lingo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm learning.
I'm a bro.
I'm a bro. I know what good rumble ball's about. A rough and rumble ball.
Rough and tumble.
Rough
okay,
and
we're
double.
Still learning.
Right, I'm sorry. I don't get it's not there yet.
It's not there. It's not in the zeitgeist.
This yet. my entire life I've just not got it yet, so I'm still learning.
It's all right, dude. You'll get there.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you gonna watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'll watch it.
It's the end of the year, man.
And you gotta see those ads, really, Super Bowl ads.
Oh, they kinda fallen off.
Honestly, dude, I used to watch some like streams and stuff just to see the ads sometimes because they used to be good
and they've fallen
they're
off.
They're so terrible now.
Last good one I saw was the popcorners one. The
yes
with the Breaking Bad that was good.
Yep,
that was the last good one I saw.
There's not been many. There used to be some good like Dorito ones back in
yeah,
the day.
Yeah, Dorito did a good job.
Yep,
Mountain Dew used to do really good.
Mountain Dew used to do some good ones. It's.
Bud Light did, too.
Bud Light did some good ones. I bet we might see a Shane Bud Light one this
oh,
year.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Probably.
He's really blew up.
Oh, crazy. Yeah.
Really blew up.
Yeah.
That's crazy to see how fast.
If you ever had Down syndrome and you didn't think you could make it, look at Shane Gillis.
Inspiration.
Inspiration.
Did you ever see that Kill Tony joke that guy made that like has the phone and
yes.
can't speak?
What did he say?
He's like,
I remember that guy.
He said, He typed in his phone that's how he tells his jokes.
Yeah.
And he's like, Shane, I used to really look up to you, and then I realized you weren't actually retarded.
I remember when he's on there and somebody's like a comedian or something, and they're like, is something wrong with you? Or are you like gay or something? He's like, dude, just tell them you're gay or something.
Yeah,
like, you'll be
yeah,
a regular.
Yeah, you'll be a regular yeah. here, dude. Just tell them there's something wrong with you.
Oh, that's funny.
It's like, I'm just nervous. No, tell him something's
no,
wrong with
no,
you.
Tell him you have an issue. You'll be in here all the time. He's one of the good no bullshit ones.
No, he is. Part. And he's so funny.
Yeah. I don't know. So we go back to my narrative, though. Back to my Super Bowl narrative. I wonder if the
allegedly
Eagles, the Eagles are the team to bet on this year.
They're the team to bet on, but like I said, they better get like up two touchdowns on them. That's what I'm saying. Like,
you think they're gonna do that? You think they have it in them?
Well, I'm just thinking odds here.
You got Saquon.
A team has never won three straight Super Bowls. Not that it can't happen. If there's a team, it's gonna happen to it'd be the Chiefs. But this might be the one where the league's like, all right, we gotta change the script a little bit here. All right, give it to the Eagles. Mahomes goes down in flames. And now we get a little bit of competition. We start pumping some money into Jaden Daniels next year and start propping up a challenger has stepped forth for Patrick Mahomes.
Hey, he's good. Jaden Daniels.
Very good.
They need a defense. They'll be legit if they have a defense.
A rookie going to the conference championship? It's pretty damn good, dude.
They just need a defense.
They just need a defense. Can't say the same for the Bears.
No, you can't.
Bears, once again, missed. Missed on a quarterback.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. He's still got another year or two. We'll see.
It's the Bears, it's an organization thing, dude.
Yeah, I think Caleb will be okay. I think Caleb Williams will be all right. But
it'll be all right.
I don't think he's a bust. I don't think he'll be a bust.
Who are the Bears part of? Is that California out there?
Chicago.
Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
Chicago Bears.
See, that was a better one than the one you did earlier.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, definitely not Mexican. You got the Chicago voice, but
you do a better white man.
I wonder why.
I feel like I can do like an LA Mexican thing, but at the same time,
let's hear the LA. You brought it up. Let's hear the LA.
No, I brought it up.
Come on, gringo.
Not your monkey. All right, settle down.
Yeah. You brought it up.
Settle down, everybody. Settle the fuck down.
I'm pretty calm
right now.
I think we're gone.
Anyway,
so I'm like entertaining us.
You're the one.
Are you getting away from the conversation? What are you saying?
Is Tush Push as effective as it used to be?
What is happening?
That's the question I want to know how effective.
I'll answer it if you say it in the LA Mexican.
No, I don't have to do that. I don't have to do that.
Oh, you don't have to do that. No. That's crazy.
We're supposed to sit here in silence.
Back it out.
Terrible podcast.
Yeah, it is terrible.
It's horrible. Yeah.
So give us your accent.
No, I don't have to do that.
No.
I choose not to do that.
You said you did a better one.
Hmm?
You said you did a better one.
Just take my word for it.
You did put claim on it. Well, because sometimes
they've never heard you do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if you're in bed.
You don't have to. Keep them in suspense. God, you guys not know anything about audiences and control?
You're right. I'm wanting to give them what they want. Yep. Just trying to feed you to the beasts. Mm-hmm. Howdy.
Yeah.
All right, come on. What do you want to talk about? Get it out.
Is the tush push still effective?
No. We'll move on. No.
Did you see the maybe a future Patreon? Maybe they can get it in a future. Future.
All right. My curiosity's been piqued.
Uh-huh.
Where are we at? What's the tush push? What are you talking about? I took the bait. Yeah. The bait has been taken.
The tush push is the...
They're still doing it, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Did you not watch the Commanders game?
Yeah.
Dude, they did it like 4 times until they just got it in the end zone.
In the tush push.
Classic. This is classic football here, yeah, man. This is just dudes lining up and fucking
dudes being
running
dudes.
It up the middle with a pile.
It looks like rugby.
Yeah, dude. You put 3 guys behind the quarterback, and then he snaps it if you're trying to get like a yard, yeah, like just 1 yard.
That's what you usually do when you play that game and you keep failing.
No. Yeah. Once again, just making stuff up. I didn't know this was the podcast of we just make stuff up.
Hey, the quarterback sneak is OP on the game. So is that what you try to do? The quarterback sneak? Is that what you try to
no,
do?
No, I'm talking about the tush push.
No,
I'm
no,
not
what
talking
Dakota's
about
talking about.
The fuck he's making up over here. All right?
I don't know the term,
that,
but I've seen
shit.
It. I've
is
seen
that
it.
When you're playing with Hawaii?
He don't know shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen.
Hawaii don't have as good as the tush push as
we have been... Me and fellow producer, we have been hired now at Baylor.
Okay,
so
Baylor.
We have left Hawaii.
Have you took the tush push with you to Baylor?
We are integrating the tush push. Okay. Some things take time. The tush push, though,
this
as I was explaining before I was interrupted by the person I was explaining it to,
I was
is three running backs and a man they would call probably in the fullback position, maybe a tight end. And they,
do you know what a fullback is, Dakota?
I can't really say I do. It's probably
right,
somebody
so,
on the line, like back behind the line, right?
Yeah,
so, it is. Yeah. We're going to talk about the power eye. Let's talk about the power eye formation.
Right.
Another classic football hold where you have the quarterback lined up.
Is this
up
the
under
tush
center.
Push or are you just
explaining where okay. the term? Fullback comes,
okay.
and then you got a halfback, which is a running back. Most people just call them running backs,
and a baby
but
back
halfback.
Rib, yeah.
Half of a fool.
Half of a fool.
See? Half of a fool.
Half of a
There's
a
only
fullback,
half a fool at
a fullback,
this table.
Think of him like a bulldozer.
A fullback is a bulldozer for their position. They're normally guys that are going to run it up the middle.
Big boy who wants to eat your bones.
Big boy, eat your bones.
Bones.
Run you over.
Want to hit somebody, run somebody over, all right? Yeah, so in a power eye, you've got your line here, all right? You've got the quarterback under center. That means he's got his
hand here
right there on the cock and balls, dude. Whoa. The other one ready to fucking snap it and go, all right? You got the fullback right behind him, okay?
Yeah.
Line up in this position. Then you got the halfback behind him. That's the power eye. Classic football lineup there.
Power eye. Right? It's all power in the eye.
Now.
Eye the beholder.
Now,
I'm listening.
You have a tight end, which is Travis Kelce's position. Yeah,
right? He's got a tight end.
Tight end usually will line up on the line, and he's either a man that blocks, he either blocks for the quarterback, or he goes out for some routes, and he'll catch the ball. He's a dual threat in that way.
Okay. All
right? The tight end has been incorporated in a very, I would say, a more elevated role in today's time in football.
Oh, yeah.
Correct. Must be.
Well, Antonio Gates had a really good.
Oh, he did.
And,
gradually.
Who was the guy for the Bucks all those years? What was his name?
Gonzalez.
Gonzalez, yeah.
Yep, Gonzalez. Had Wycheck from the Titans for a few years. Not he's an all-time great. I'm just
what was the
tight
name?
Ends here. Wycheck.
Wycheck, okay.
Frank. Jason Witten.
Thought you
Jason
said
Witten
Wycheck.
From Elizabethan, Tennessee.
Oh.
Woo!
Yeah. I have heard his name.
Yeah. He's a tight end.
His brother coached at Elizabethan High School for a long time.
What team's he on?
He was the Cowboys.
Was? What is he now?
He's retired.
Oh, he's retired.
He's like an analyst or something now, right?
Well, good job,
no,
buddy.
No, he was.
He was right.
Wasn't
okay.
good at it.
He did a good job.
Yeah, just wasn't made for camera
at
like
Tennessee
that.
Tennessee repping, you know?
That's right, dude. Played at UT.
Yeah.
Ball for life. Good guy.
Got to represent.
So anyway, back to the tush push. Usually what they'll do is they'll take the tight end, the fullback, and the running back. They line up behind the quarterback. Everybody's on the line. You need a yard. Quarterback snaps it and just falls forward, and these guys just get behind him and push. So I call it the tush push because they're pushing.
Are we going to need a figure eye for your wife here in a little while? She's pregnant.
Yeah.
Or what? Wait, is it not called the figure eye? What do you call it?
Power eye.
Oh, power eye. I'm sorry.
Power eye figures. Was just a representation.
Do we need those doctors
but
to
they
know
don't...
what the power eye is?
I hope not.
All right. Go back up. Because they don't line up in a power eye for the tush push.
No.
No. They line up in a, what would you call it? Like three back.
I don't know what you would. I guess it would be in power eye.
No.
Kind of.
Because they're, I mean, they're not like lined up straight behind it.
What about a power J?
One guy is. Right?
What do they call it?
It's an eye.
No, what did you all call it? You need to run three backs.
Three backs?
I mean, we did the.
Three strokes?
We did the wing.
It's like a wing T.
Yeah.
Almost like a wing T a little bit.
Yes,
right.
With no pulling. Yeah, wing T straight
only tugging.
Up,
straight up the middle, wing T tush push.
No
sure.
pull, only
with,
tug
with some power eye in there.
Sure,
yeah. I don't know exactly what you call that formation. The point is, they've got like two guys on the side, one in the middle, quarterbacks here. So it's almost like a diamond formation, and then they
like a
push.
T.
Yeah, like a
no. Okay, I see.
And then you push the tush, so that way you can
tush
kind of make like a little bit of a. One of those phalanx. It's kind of like a phalanx. You're trying to push in with your guys, and you're separating them.
Exactly,
pushing
dude.
Them apart.
Sometimes
yeah.
you got to get your boys behind you, dude, and just push your tush.
Yep.
Push your tush.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So
sometimes you got to get that yard, whatever it takes.
Yeah, but it's very effective. It's very effective.
Yeah, they'll get like 3-4 yards sometimes.
Yeah, they get those yards.
What? Man. I've seen a couple games where they do that. I didn't know that's what that was called. But
yeah. Most teams will just do a quarterback sneak, and that's just the quarterback. Snaps and, like, falls forward.
Yeah, they'll have, like, their center and guard, like, pinch and just try to get, like, a yard of space.
Yeah.
And he'll try to dive forward.
They take the guys and they actually, like, get some momentum behind them. More teams probably.
That's you would think Jalen Hurts would get hurt doing that. That would be my thing. You would get stepped on something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it may happen one day.
You would think, like, you got three guys pushing you to the back,
you know,
and you're coming
right.
into, like, five linemen in front
do
of
they,
you.
Do they have to wear cleats out there, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're going to fall if you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible idea.
Yeah, no. I was.
And, like, they have, like, three different cleats, so it depends on the turf. Like, some turf's real, some's fake, some's, like, a different kind of fake, and you wear different cleats
different
for.
Kind of fake.
I know. You wear literally different cleats for every one of them.
Yeah, yeah. Dude,
listen, these guys, at one point, and especially, like, the Oakland Raiders, and I think Miami, play on a baseball field half the time. There would still be dirt on the field for some of the games they play.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well.
Imagine getting tackled in that and running through that.
Dude, Greenville High School's so this is high school, obviously. Greenville High School, when we played them, Cherokee Oak, they had these little beads in the turf. Yeah, they had
dude. You talk about.
Oh, dude, it hurt so bad.
It did.
You wouldn't think little rubber balls would hurt when you fell on them.
We played soccer on it, dude.
This was outside and everything, too?
Yeah.
We didn't have anything like that when I was growing up.
Oh, well, we didn't either. I mean,
you get tackled on some turf with some rubber balls everywhere. It does not feel good. No, I'll tell you that. It doesn't feel good at all.
You talk about getting
some
burns.
Yeah.
No, I bet.
Slide tackling on it.
Dude, I came in from halftime playing Greenville. My whole shoulder was full of blood, just like from like it was ridiculous.
I mean, I guess you get good. You can run faster on it though.
Yeah, I think you get better. Yeah, but if you fall on it, hurts.
Yeah, it's the worst part of it. A nice field. Must be nice to have money.
Pay $1 million to that field every year.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's the tush push.
Thank you for telling me about the tush push. Yeah. I really needed to know how to push the tush.
Yeah, dude. Sometimes you just got to have your tush push.
A power eye, right?
Power eye. Dude, you want, dude, if you're in a conversation about football and you want some guys just to look at you and just nod, you just say, we need more power eye.
You're in.
Or say, what do you think about the Eagles tush push?
Yeah. Say, what do you think about the tush push? And then you say, you know what the sport needs? They need to go back to the power eye. You say those two things.
This feels like such a setup.
No, it's not. Matt, would you confirm that if you were to come in a conversation and say, we need more power eye, guys are going to be like, this guy knows his stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, what a bro.
Yeah. We need to run the ball more.
Run the ball.
Yeah.
Run the dang ball.
Yeah. I was paying to throw and shit.
Get some fieldage.
Yeah.
Fieldage?
Yeah. All right.
Sorry. I need to take it back.
Yep, reel it in.
All right. You added a word. Don't say fieldage.
Fieldage. Nope. My.
We need some yards.
Yeah. We need some yards.
Yards.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yards.
We'll get his lingo up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One day I'll be able to talk all this stuff and not care about it.
Yeah. You'll be able to talk to a guy at a bar that you don't give a shit about.
Like, hey, I'm just telling you stuff. Yeah. I don't even know anything I'm saying to you.
The guys told me to say this.
Yeah. I'm just picking up what I hear. But yeah. So, narratively, though, going back to the game, I think the Eagles might pull it off.
I don't think they will. They could, but I just don't think they will.
They probably won't, I think.
So what is your claim?
Okay, we're on the same page then.
What's your desire? What do you want to happen?
I want the Eagles to win.
Not much
but
than, well, yeah,
it's going to be...
I don't know, actually. I'm teetering.
I like Saquon and Hurts better than Mahomes and Kelsey.
Yeah, but the city of Philadelphia, dude.
What are you doing over there?
Excuse me?
What are you doing?
Are you recording this?
No.
Without our consent?
Well, we need to be.
Jim and I just like popped up and started.
Are we recording without consent?
Look at that. I don't know why that even happened.
What did it record you on?
So what is your client list?
Excuse me?
Gemini is a large language model divided by Google AI.
Dude, the Chinese AI, they've cracked Gemini.
They just cool. Randomly started talking to me. Okay, you're going away, buddy.
This is not an ad for
bye.
Gemini.
We bye, buddy. Are.
I hope you find your dad.
You're going off.
Yeah. Top company 1,000 times to see what happens. That's why I heard it'll fuck it up.
Well, I'll try that when it comes back on later.
I'm just not a fan of the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it's better for the NFL if Philadelphia wins than Kansas City.
It is, but it's funnier if they don't.
Is it with Mahomes?
It is.
Is it?
It's funny to watch.
I like
funny
Jalen
to watch
better.
Philly fans get.
I don't
mad.
Like.
Do you like Mahomes'
either.
Wife? I don't.
Do what?
Do you like Mahomes' wife, Brittany? I don't.
What's
her name? Is her name Brittany?
I can't say Brittany. I've ever met her to say that. So.
Do you like her from what you know?
From what I know,
yes.
I don't know a lot.
It's Brittany.
We're not
bitch.
Seen. is her name Brittany? I feel like it is, right?
My wife's name is Brittany.
Maybe it's not.
Brittany Mahomes.
Maybe it's not.
I don't know. I'm with Tad.
Catch up on mistake.
I'm not into Philadelphia. They did a lot of PR with them too. You know,
mm-hmm.
they've been really trying to lure people in there with their advertisements and be like, hey, come
the,
to Philly.
The only thing I like about Philadelphia is the show. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
that's the only thing.
There's a reason that show's so good is because how terrible the place is.
What else they have?
They got good food, I think, right?
Philly
steak and cheese, dude. Yeah. Okay. Steak and cheese.
You know what else they have?
No, you can, but you can't. You know what I'm saying? You can get a Philly steak anywhere, but it's not going to be the same. That's.
You know what else they have? They cooked a few people too. They bombed their own people.
Well,
yeah,
they eat them.
Yeah, you brought this.
They didn't eat them.
That's a waste right there.
They bombed a gang.
If I lived in Philadelphia, I'd bomb myself too.
I feel like New York's got to be worse than Philadelphia.
I'm sorry, Philadelphia. Huh?
New York's got to be worse. Or Baltimore. I bet Baltimore's shit.
Well, we know somebody from there.
I don't know, dude. I feel like the Philly attitude as an aura seems worse.
Well, you can't talk to anybody in Philly. Everybody's an asshole in Philly.
That's
but
my point.
But yeah. Other than...
We're talking about the overall picture.
But
Philly.
It's a less chance you're probably going to get robbed in Philly than like...
They've been gentrifying a lot, though, seriously. So. Have they? Yeah,
is that a reason to not get robbed?
Well, yeah, they've basically kicked out everybody.
What he's saying
poor.
Is they've got rid of the poor. Yeah. They've with money. They don't need to rob for money.
Yeah, no, they
that's gentrification.
Other
I just yes,
they have more Whole Foods,
gentrification,
and Starbucks.
When you hear that word, a lot of people reference that to like a little bit of racism, though.
Gentrification. Well, but it's kind of classist. It really is
a little bit.
But,
I mean, there's numbers to that, but it's not a one-to-one thing by any means.
Are you saying there's some truth to that?
No, and not at all. What I'm saying is
I don't
there's
know.
Just numbers to that.
What did you say?
You two need to settle the fuck down
I don't
this podcast,
understand.
All right?
Oh, you
two just need
you
to
don't like
settle
it
the fuck
You don't
down.
Like it with the size 15 is hitting you in the face?
The only point I was trying to make with anything was just that maybe I'm less likely to get robbed at a Starbucks. That was literally the only place I was going with this.
You thought it said gentrification, didn't you?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yes, he did.
Okay. What? Sorry, I made him.
You're the one that. It's fine. Asking questions is fine.
All right, that's all we
were
doing.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Oh, God.
He's got it.
No,
in
y'all. What? Y'all see paths. And you start taking, approaching paths, start putting on your running shoes sometimes. And I'm like, whoa, there's no race here. Settle down.
Yeah. I'm trying to start the race. I ain't trying to run it. So
Start the race. Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
What's that?
No,
shoes
I would
your
think
running shoe.
I don't know.
15?
You know,
I heard it was a 15.
Classic running jokes that always land.
Hey, it's funny now.
Yeah, so it did land, yeah.
It just took a few days.
You're just a man ahead of your time.
You're just a man ahead of his time.
Yeah, dude.
Give me a medal. God damn it.
I don't know, though. What you said's true, though. I think I would rather be in Philadelphia than Baltimore, but I think I'd dislike
the people.
Can we
get Chris on the line?
Philadelphia. Get him on the line.
I turned my
was
spy
he in Baltimore?
Off.
He's from Baltimore.
Yeah.
So he doesn't live there anymore, though?
No.
No, he lives here now.
How long ago did he move?
Oh, it's been years.
Six.
Okay,
years.
See, I feel like it's got, people say it's got worse. Like, you know.
But
I don't know.
I talked to him about it some, and he's also agreed that it's really not a nice place.
If you watch Fox News, they're all getting worse. All cities are getting just worse.
I mean, every city is a sanctuary city now. So.
Cities are always bad.
Yeah. Cities are bad. Just move out into the woods with a tent. Oh, wait, you can't do that. It's federally illegal to do that on... Okay, never mind. Don't do that.
You don't own that land.
Yeah. No, in Tennessee, you not know that?
Yeah.
Like, if it's not, like, a designated camping ground, no matter where you're at, you can be
Well, they kick people out in the back of the woods in town. Like, it's been a couple months ago, but there's a lot
of
them
living
in
there. You
had a
back of the woods in town I didn't know about? Oh, I kind of want to hear about that.
Now, wait, because I can speak to this.
Okay.
Let's hear about it.
Because that was actually next to our land.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about kind of recent. That was a while, though, right?
Was that the same people?
It was about 2 years ago.
I'm thinking less than a year ago. Something happened less than a year ago, but go ahead and say what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is that between... So here's the thing. So socioeconomic talk here. A little bit of that. Between...
Side tangent.
Yeah, side tangent here.
We've done that a lot.
So
it's our
between
life.
The men of the woods and the suburban motel, a lot of activity, cracktivity. Going on.
Cracktivity.
In other words, our house about got broken into two or three times.
would just have people one like look, you want to walk the road? I don't give a shit about that. It's a public road. Do what you want.
Don't go up somebody's driveway though.
Yeah. But also don't be fucked up on methamphetamine or high off your balls and falling on people's cars, wandering into like their house, knocking on their door just to like look for someone that's trying to sell you drugs. So all that was happening at the same time. So
are these the same people?
Both both from the same
group. Are they the same group?
Yes. Because one some of them would go to Suburban to get supplied.
Mm.
Not all of them. I'm not saying all of them. But there was only like three or so. But there would also be drifters that come and hang out a while, trash it, and then go on. And then we got to clean that up.
So is that what you're talking about? Same place?
Talking about back here near Walmart, right? Was that where you were talking
yeah,
about?
Behind yeah, behind the car wash, kind of where Lowe's is and stuff, that way.
Okay, so that's even further back.
Yeah.
See, now, we had the same problem near our land, or near my parents' land, let me just be honest. And
they broke into the car wash.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy, but of course they did.
What do they break into the car wash? Like, what's in the car wash?
I don't know, but the windows and everything were smashed in the car wash.
Oh, because it was one of those, like, actual, like, one with the office and people.
Yeah.
Not one of those just random.
Yeah, no, it was an actual, like, people wash your car there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Like, part trying to find money or something, but, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's just, I hate to say it, because, like, principally, I want to be like, look, if you're homeless and you're just trying to sleep at a place, not bother anybody,
Yeah, you're right. You know don't bother people.
Like we have homeless people around where we work, and usually if they're hanging around there.
Well, I like those guys because they're not, at least I don't think they are for the most part. They're not like out there just causing issues, you know.
Most days. There's been some days they cause issues.
Some of them are different than others.
They are.
But they're just
one that's actually caused the most issues. I gave him a pair of gloves about a month ago.
Yeah.
And it was just here, have this, just quit causing issues.
I did the same thing. I've gave him a bunch of clothes. Yeah. I've gave him like two big bags. Like
I'm not sure if he still has them or if he sold them off.
Last time I talked to him about that, he said the cops just didn't give it back to him after he got arrested. Because, you know.
What, his clothes?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be lying, too.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of believe that, because, like, how are you going to get some of those back? They don't really have a good system for that. And also, he's kind of crosshair, like, his wire's a little bit crossed.
Yeah. Well, I heard if you, like, crazy. If you get out of, like, prison or jail or whatever, and it's, like, on the weekend, you have to, like, come back the next day, like, on Monday to come get your shit.
Yeah.
Even though they let you out, you got to put in, like, a form to get your shit back.
Yeah.
So
that didn't seem like a guy that would fill out that form.
Yeah.
He would forget to fill out that form.
Yeah.
But I see what you're saying, though. I like the general concept, and we'll probably this will get into a much later podcast than a Super Bowl podcast.
Yeah.
Of just like the lines and where they're drawn and why they're drawn that way.
The lions are lions.
The lions.
The lions. Lions.
Bringing it back. Do it.
You're wearing them colors, man. You're wearing, I'm guessing white and blue.
I wish I could have been cheering on the Lions in the Super Bowl, dude. That'd been nice.
Great coach.
What city is that?
Great team. Detroit.
Detroit, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great city.
This is fantastic. Yeah. All right. Baltimore, Philadelphia.
You can go through every NFL city.
No, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Detroit.
Worse or best? Baltimore.
Marry one,
worse.
Fuck one, kill one. Okay.
I think I would kill rather.
Baltimore.
Facts. Honestly, I think I'd probably be going to Philadelphia.
Would
that
you?
Sounds like
would
I'd,
you
I
fuck
think
Philadelphia?
Would you, marry Philadelphia? Would you marry Philadelphia?
Oh my god!
I'd probably fuck Philadelphia. Wouldn't marry him.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Philadelphia.
What's
seems
the
like,
other one?
What's the other city you said?
Baltimore, Philadelphia, Detroit.
Oh, Detroit. Yeah, I'd marry Detroit. No. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm fucking Philadelphia, and I'm killing Baltimore.
Yeah,
I actually agree with your lineup. I think it's a solid lineup.
Yeah, honestly.
Well, Baltimore kills you if you don't kill him.
Yes. Because if you fuck Baltimore, you're getting killed after you fuck.
Yeah.
So you might get the fucking, but
Philadelphia gives you, like,
rough, freaky sex. And it's like,
yeah, that's
hate,
what.
It's
I,
like,
yeah, that's
like
what
a,
I was
like
thinking.
Like hateful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like I'm mad at.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, like
but,
it'd be fun one time, but I don't want to do it every
no,
day.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. Like you get rough with it a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah. And then Detroit, you marry because.
Because you don't have a better option.
You don't have a
yeah.
better option. Yeah.
Yeah.
You settle. Yeah. You settle down. So.
I mean, you don't want to marry Philadelphia or Baltimore.
No,
yeah, so.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
It's
you just settle.
Detroit will protect you somewhat, right?
Yeah. Do what?
I said,
we will settle with yeah. Detroit. Yeah.
But the most, maybe. Out of the other two.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. You only got three options.
I don't think I disagree with those at all.
Yeah. That was a good rationale.
That was a pretty yeah. solid yeah. rational, yeah. Wow.
So.
All great cities.
Mm-hmm. Love this country. But yeah. All right. Prediction. Super Bowl and score. Go.
And score?
And score.
Ooh. That's a big one.
Yep.
Chiefs 28-21.
Eagles 31. Chiefs 20.
Wow. 31-20? Well, it's got to be. If it's
so?
Close, then it wouldn't be. Saying. Yeah, yeah.
31-20.
I'm just listening.
You want to well, throw in here?
30, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, throw in.
All right. Let's see. Kansas City, 30. I don't know the no. What's the point?
It's actually any numbers.
Yeah.
You're good.
It, oh, okay. 32.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, 32 to, like, let's say 25.
25 is a weird one.
It is a weird one. I like it.
It keeps it within a touchdown.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like a weird it. One.
It's a weird one.
How
but
could you get to 25? That'd be tough.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm trying to think how you would. It'd
that's
be
why
tough.
I was like, I don't know the
they,
numbers.
Two touchdowns, a field goal.
And No. So a safety, a touchdown.
No, you don't need a safety. You don't need a safety.
Oh, I was going to tell you how I get to 25.
Well, I mean, that'd be hard. It's hard to throw
safety,
a safety in there. Don't throw a safety in there.
Another it's, touchdown.
A safety is not going to happen.
Three
don't
field
throw
goals.
A safety. Okay.
Three field goals.
Okay.
A safety.
Okay.
What's
touchdowns?
A safety? What's a safety?
A safety happens like once a season. I don't know. Like that's what a safety is not going to happen.
Once a season.
A safety is whenever the offensive team gets tackled in
their own end zone.
Their own end zone
without
any forward
wow.
progress.
Okay. Wow.
So you would have to start. You start past the touchdown. You have to get tackled behind the line of scrimmage and
have
in
no
your own
progress
yeah.
out of the end.
It's hard to get a safety.
But and this is why too, it's bullshit that safeties are only 2 points.
I agree, yeah. It should be at least three. That's 3 points at least.
Four.
Maybe.
Safety should be 4 points. It's easier to get or it's harder to get
what's a
safety than a field goal.
Six.
Six.
And then you get one
extra
or two.
Point is what makes you seven. So touchdown six.
Or you can go for two and get 8 points.
Yeah. Go for two on your point after conversion. You either kick it for 1 point or you go for it to try and score again to get two.
Safety's
the same as that, though. But and you get a field goal's three. Field goal's a lot easier than getting a safety. Okay, how many field goals are there? How many safeties are there? There's more opportunities for field goals.
I know, but you got to be on offense to have a field goal. That's what I'm saying. You're on defense to have
it's
a safety.
It's harder to get a safety. It's easier to get a defensive touchdown than it is a safety. Because it happens
yes,
so
I,
much
yeah.
more.
No, it is.
So,
but
safety
the team,
should be at least 4 points. It should be more than a field goal.
I agree. Okay, it should be at least a field goal.
At least. But I would add an extra point. Okay. Give it four. Let's double the safety point.
So we're agreeing, at least a field goal. So we agree, right?
You guys are
so
we're agreeing, but you're not fully on board.
I might agree with you.
You're going for the compromise bill, all right? That's the compromise bill is.
I'm sorry I want to bring everybody together. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sure you do.
I'm sorry.
That's just the aura I get from you is just to bring everybody together kind of guy.
I'm sorry you're divisive and you want to separate us.
Never said that.
I want everybody to be in the same room.
See how agreeable he is, dude, putting words into people's mouths? That's really bringing people together.
Sounds like somebody else I know.
Hmm.
You know?
Hmm. Who?
He's wearing blue, and now he's threatening me with his eyes.
See? He's putting words in my eyes.
We're just describing what your eyes and mouth look like, so that's just...
That's not weird.
Today's podcast, Tad is looking a little dry on his lips. He needs a little moisture.
Don't say that, dude. My wife's been coming at me with, like, literal fucking, what you call it? Chapstick, dude. She got the chapstick thing, and she won't even tell me she's doing it. She'll just start rubbing it. I'm like, you just fuck.
You just wake up in the morning, your lips are already
No, dude. It'll be like, I'm coming to bed, and then we'll just start just rubbing it on my lips, like, out of nowhere. And it's just a huge glob, too. I'm like,
so your lips are so shiny now.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Could you not?
Like, it's almost, okay, you know, like, whenever it's almost the, almost not quite the same reaction, but it's almost like that reaction, like, when, like, an inanimate object, like, hits you. You're like, I can't get mad at an inanimate object for, like, hitting me.
Is that what your wife is, an object? Oh, inanimate object?
Chad hates women. Chad hates women.
The reaction almost feels that way.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Again, here we go. You're trying to gaslight me with your words, and I'm not having it. I'm not doing it. I'm not following it.
I like you standing your ground. Just thank you. Stand on it, but... We'll we'll provide this data to the woman later and see how it goes.
That's fine. That's fine.
He's gonna talk his way
go,
out.
Go try to gaslight my wife. Gaslighting on the podcast.
Are you gonna tell us your
made up bullshit?
I'm just telling the truth.
This is just another day, gentlemen.
This is just another day. I can't help. This is what I'm experiencing. This is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah.
Are you gonna allow us to gaslight your wife?
Do what?
You heard me.
Did I? Why don't you repeat yourself?
I'm not going to.
Here, I'll say it for him.
Okay.
Are you gonna allow us to guess on your wife? It's okay. All
right.
It's all right. I don't have to. I'll just tell the truth.
Okay. Do that.
That's what it is.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
So who's gonna win the Super Bowl, guys?
I think I am.
We just gave our scores.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
How do you think the performance is gonna be halftime? We can talk about that too. Super Bowl halftime performance. Kendrick Lamar. Some say it should have been Wayne.
Well, it should have been Drake, right? I think everybody agrees with that.
It would have been, it would have been funny. This is what we should have done as Americans and come together to say we're going to let Drake do the halftime show and then rip it from him like the week.
Oh.
We should have done that. And then
no, they should have had Drake.
And have Wayne come out with Kendrick.
No, they should have just had Drake and not tell him that Kendrick was going to come out and they're going to have a rap battle. And then, that would have been good.
That would have been good.
What if that's really what's happening?
That'd be awesome.
That'd actually be great.
If that happened, they would both be on board for sure, though.
They probably would. I don't know. He did call him a pedophile.
They still don't seem like they're good with each other.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, no, whatever, yeah.
No, he's...
Fuck no, dude.
I think I heard Drake... Did you see Drake at the concert? Somebody played at... The DJ played, like, a Kendrick song, and he said, cut that shit off. Like, he was like, get that off. Because it was, like, one of the, like, Not Like Us or something songs, you know?
Yeah.
He was like, nope. It's like, switch that.
Well, he's not like us.
Crybaby bitch.
Yeah. It's like somebody, though.
Yeah.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. Pretty good.
You didn't expect all these eyes to be on you, did you?
Sudden
Matt caught a stray.
What is this, Baltimore?
Yeah, this is our
All right,
song.
Where are we at?
About an hour 15.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Right,
that was a fasty.
It's not bad.
Fasty wasty. You know? Yeah. Bombasty.
All right. Just want to say, everybody have a good weekend, a good week whenever you're hearing this. Enjoy the Rough and Tumble Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy the Rough and Tumble Bowl.
Go Eagles.
But
the Chiefs are probably going to win.
Go Birds.
I don't really
All
care.
All the birds.
Go birds.
Yeah.
It's the bird bowl.
Sports. Birds and sports.
Yeah. All right. Love you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We probably should. Yeah. Somebody throw that in there. All right. Like and subscribe. Leave some comments. Give us some questions. Maybe we'll have a mailbag.
I want to do that. Honestly, I want to build a good community, even if it's a bunch of degens like my friends here.
Yeah.
I would love to have more degens.
Yeah. So all the questions. give a Tad a question. I want Tad to answer a question from a subscriber.
I'd love to answer your question.
Do you really believe anything in all your political beliefs that you presented in episode 7, was it?
Find out later.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks.